You are the go-to gal when it comes to Indigenous artists and markets in the city, but there's something special going on for the Canadian Country Music Awards this week. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the market?
Absolutely. So it's all part of the Country Crawl 2024, which is part of the CCMA, and it's going on from September 4th to 14th. All the venues are free. I Am Collective particularly is going to be part of the Prairie West pop-up market. We're happening down there on the south side in the old Strathcona area. You can go to the website, which I've sent Relic the link, so I'm hoping he's going to post them up on the website there later so your listeners can check it out. We're sending out 10 artists out there, you know, amazing artists, and I'm hoping maybe you'll get a chance to speak to some of them later on. But yeah, it's going to be amazing. There's going to be a lot of live music, food, and, you know, to attend the event, it's free. So why not come out, put on your best Western duds, you know. I always tell everybody, creator always wants you to look your best, right?
Right. So,
go out there putting your best moccasin forward.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this is a huge thing for the CCMAs to put Indigenous people and art into focus. Do you think it's overdue, and how does it make you feel?
It's really important for us to get to communicate with all the visitors. You know, the CCMA, that's huge. There's going to be visitors from all over, national and international, coming out for these events, right? So it's a huge opportunity for us to be able to share our authentic Indigenous experience with all the visitors and also interact with them and help to, you know, show them how to be informed shoppers and to appreciate and not appropriate, right? So the opportunity is just immense, and we cannot be thankful enough for Explore Edmonton, who is one of our community partners, putting our name in the hat kind of thing as people that want to be involved in this. And, you know, we're excited about it. There's actually going to be quite a few really powerful Indigenous artists involved in this, say, including Deanne Sutherland of Under the Night Sky's Creation. So she's known in, you know, in Treaty 6 territory here for her beautiful creations and the fashion shows and everything she's taken part in. It is powerful, you know, and I'm hoping to see that, you know, people that are going to be involved in the actual awards and all the other ceremonies that are going on are going to be walking the stage, you know, wearing some of the Indigenous creations that they're going to be buying at the market, right? So I'm excited about it.